Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And you have found good in abundance. You have tuned in consciously and conscientiously to The Joy of Living, hosted by your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, Barry Shore here in Venice Beach, California, overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean, and along with 268,971 other people around the world, brought to you through this magical, mystical, mythical platform called Internet Radio, hosted by VoiceAmerica.com. And if you ever want to, if you ever miss a minute of the show, you don't want to do that, and you want to hear it again, you'd certainly want to do that, and you want to share this with five people, give me five, and you absolutely want to do that, go to BarryShore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com. Everything you need to know about the show and our amazing guest. Yeah, this guest is going to expand your consciousness. Everything is there. You don't have to remember anything. Don't write anything down. Just sit back, enjoy, and go get ready for a ride. Now, remember, you have tuned in to The Joy of Living for one reason only. We have 240,000 people that regularly tune in every week for years. And another 20,000-30,000 people are joining regularly because their friends tell them about the show. Because this show exists for one reason only. That's the only reason I'm broadcasting. The only reason I'm speaking. The only reason you're here is because you care about one thing only. You. Y-O-U-E-W-E. You. That's all you care about. And you know something? That's wonderful. Because when you care about you, you have the opportunity potentially to become the best you possible. When you become the best you possible, you can create a better, more harmonious, more wonderful, loving world. Now, on this particular show, The Joy of Living, we work with three fundamental principles. And they are, life has a purpose. Your life has a purpose, and the natural result of that is you can go mad. Yes, we work with acronyms in the show, and MAD is a great acronym that stands for Make a Difference. Go make a difference, because when you live with purpose, you now can make a difference. Everybody can make a difference in the world, and one of the best ways to do that is to find and unlock the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Simple example, WWW. Now, if you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, they'll tell you, well, it has something to do with the internet. And factually speaking, that's absolutely correct. But in our world, the world of positive, purposeful, powerful pleasantness, WWW stands for, drumroll, fanfare, da-da-da-da, what a wonderful world. What a, is the word, W-H-A-T-A. What a wonderful world. And the tip of the hat, of course, to fabulous Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, for enabling that song to go not only viral, but penetrate into the very beings of hundreds of millions, maybe even billions of people on the planet. And whenever you hear even the name of the song, What a Wonderful World, right away you begin to smile. Now, SMILE is a fabulous acronym that stands for Seeing Miracles in Life. Every day. Yeah, seeing miracles in life every day. Now, invariably when I'm speaking, whether I'm speaking to 50 people or 5,000 people, or right now up on the board, people are sending in notes and saying, hey, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours already. I haven't seen any miracles. I ask, hello, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family? Do you have friends? A million plus people did not get out of bed this morning. you're here. That's a miraculous event, seeing miracles in life every day. And even the other counterpart to that, S-M-I-E-L, seeing miracles in everyday life, seeing the miraculous. It takes a skill. It's called neuro-linguistic programming. When you begin to think positively and purposely, powerfully and pleasurably, and you speak that way and you act that way, you create more harmony in the world, a better, more pleasant, more loving world, despite all the suffering and all the things that are happening. We're going to be discussing suffering in depth with our amazing guest today. And that's why, again, you tuned in because you care about you. You want to be the best you possible. CREATE is a fascinating acronym. And it's the essence of who you are as a human being because you were made in the image of the Creator. So CREATE stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. When you create an atmosphere that will enable other people, including yourself, to excel, you are now rippling with energy, bristling with goodness. And when you do that, you bring about a sea change in the world. Now, I do have to warn you in advance that your humble host, Barry Shore, does use a lot of four-letter words, and he likes to use a four-letter F-U word, and I use it throughout the show. So just be prepared. I like the shock value, and it's fun. Oh, there it is right away. Fun. F-U, everybody. Capital N, four-letter word, F-U-N-N. Okay, I got lots of hands raised, people saying, wait a minute, Barry Shore, F-fun is only a three-letter word. Not in my world, F-U, capital N-N. So after the show, when you go see your family, your friends later, and you have a big smile on your face, remember what SMILE stands for, and you point a finger with a little twinkle in your eye and say, F you, everybody. Remember to add capital N right away. And they'll say, what the heck are you talking? Where'd you get that? So I listened to Barry Shore and the Joy of Living. You're creating that wonderful atmosphere that people can grow and get out of their comfort zone and do something different. Now, you're going to learn also the two most important words in the world. When you use these two words, you are literally creating the atmosphere for bringing about benefit. Everybody should be a bringer of benefit. Be a Bob. What are those two words? And they are, drumroll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. Thank you. Thank you. When you consciously and conscientiously learn to say thank you at least three times a day for the rest of your life, you now enter the category of being human. Thank is a wonderful acronym. It stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama is quoted as saying, and I've read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. You just went to a fancy store and you ordered your $4.95 latte and they brought it to you. Thank you. You ordered a $4.95 latte and they didn't. They forgot about you. You had to go up to the counter and order it again and they gave it to you. Thank you. You walk out of the store and somebody holds the door open for you. Thank you. You walk out of the door and somebody slams the door on you. Thank you. You're in traffic and trying to get someplace. You're late for an appointment. Somebody cut you off. Thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. You can push aside a lot of angst in the world. What other people might call suffering by learning how to utilize this wonderful, beautiful, positive, powerful, purposeful, pleasant tool, saying thank you. I think with a little bit, that will be a great segue to ask our guest, his name is William at his baptism, Will Arntz, A-R-N-T-Z, or Z for people in the United States. We have people all over the world. I'm going to ask Will to say a big hello to 268,971 people on the world. And then after that, we're going to delve a little bit into Will and his background. And then later, we're going to go deep and you're going to understand something that you've never thought about before in a whole different way. Will, please say a big hello to hundreds of thousands of people around the world.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to me on The Joy of Living.
And that is an amazingly creative, powerful force in the world. And I say a big F you to you, Will. How do you like that? F you.
I accept.
Thank you. So we have just a couple of minutes before we go to our first break. And I just want to, I won't even go into your bio yet, because if I do, it'll take too long. But I just want to prep people that on today's show, we're going to be speaking again on the joy of living. We're going to speak with Will regarding suffering. Will is the author of a really, in my humble opinion, important book, not just a book, an important book. That title is How to Suffer, in 10 Easy Steps. Now, if that is not a title grabber, I don't know what it is, but let's just start the process by talking about, Will, why did you even think of this as a title and as a subject?
Well, I came upon it. I stumbled upon it, actually. And very briefly, my wife was laying on the couch. Her back was out. She was laying face down. I said, honey, you want to go into the kitchen? Maybe get something to drink? And she didn't say anything. And I said, honey, what do you want to do? She just said, I just want to lay here and suffer. And I stopped me in my tracks because no one says that. So I said, you just want to lay there and suffer? And she goes, yeah, I want to perfect my suffering. And I just started to laugh, and I said, honey, someone needs to write a self-help book on how to suffer. And that was it. It was off to the races, and she kind of sits up then, and we start riffing on it. Oh, there should be a suffering hall of fame. Oh, there should be this, there should be that. There should be 10 easy steps like all self-help books. And we're kind of having fun, and 10 minutes later we're laughing, we're in the kitchen, and you know, that was that. And it's one of those crazy ideas you think you're going to wake up tomorrow and just go like, whoa, what were we smoking last night? Oh, my God. But a month later, I'm still thinking about this crazy book, and I just started writing it.
I am so intrigued by that because I had no idea why. But I just want to go back to one of the points that you made, because riffing on each other, first of all, you have a remarkably creative and powerfully interesting, purposeful life. But riffing with each other, like as we do in the world of music and such like that, and creating this whole idea out of whole cloth, and now being able to think a little more deeply about it and recognizing that, oh, dear Lord, everybody does. But she got off the couch and was in the kitchen. Remember, the whole beginning of the story was, come on in the kitchen. Let's do something together. So we'll get back to that, because we don't want to keep her in the kitchen, do we? But we'll get back to that in just about 30 seconds. We're going to go to a break. Stay in the edge of your seats, everybody, because Will Arntz is coming back. Now, by the way, everybody should go and look up a title of a movie called What the Bleep, B-L-E-E-P, What the Bleep, from 2004, one of the great cultic movies of all time. While we go to a short break, we'll be right back with you and Will Arntz, and we are just going to suffer and enjoy it. Back in a bit.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Oh, how happy this time of year is. Joy reigning supreme. Hello, Barry Shore here. Now, I have a quick question for you. Do you have stress? S-T-R-E-S-S, capital letters, stress, because you're supposed to be happy, and oh my gosh, maybe I'm not, and there's so much to do, and so many things to be done, and what am I going, well, if you have stress, and you want to get rid of it, or you want to reduce it and replace it with joy, then do this. Are you ready? Go to www.BarryShore.com. That's BarryShore, BarryShore.com. Remember, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And treat yourself to the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, or your money back, cheerfully refunded, free. Do it now. You'll be happy you did. And let me know. Send me an email, send me a text, give me a call, and tell me how happy you are. Go mad and enjoy the holidays. Bye now.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance. My cup runneth over with suffering. Will Arntz is our guest today. Will Arntz, A-R-N-T-Z, is a physicist, a software entrepreneur, a filmmaker, and an author. He wrote, or along with a team, one of the great cult movies of all time called What the Bleep Do We Know? And it's a movie about, in my humble opinion, about the spiritual connection between quantum physics and consciousness. So we're not dealing with just a guy off the street. This is a guy who loves to explore deeply into the human psyche. And today we're exploring one of the most common and yet misunderstood terms and ideas and processes that every human being will at some point in their lives experience. And that is called suffering. S-U-F-F-E-R. Now, of course, if I have love words, if you take the first F and you turn it into an R, you become a surfer. You may even become a surfering sufferer. But that's beside the point. We're talking with Will, and we asked him what inspired him to write this book. And he told us because his wonderful wife, Deirdre, was on the couch, couldn't move, and she just wanted to wallow in her suffering. And he said, aha! Okay, let's take it from the aha moment and see what it is that we're doing here. Is this really a true book, or is this just a satire?
Well, it starts off as a satire. But it pretty quickly moves on from the satire bit, although the whole book has a certain satirical thing to it because I like looking at the irony of situations. But, you know, after I sort of have fun with it and do the 10 easy steps, but see, even the 10 easy steps, it's an inverse. So if you say this is an easy way to suffer, well, then if you don't do it, you won't suffer as much. So even in the satirical parts where we kind of look at our own foibles, there's the part where, oh, so if I don't do that, then I won't suffer as much.
Well, this is I happen to not only be a follower of Will's for years for the movie, but he was kind enough to send me a copy of the book, which I devoured, by the way. I didn't just read it. I devoured it. And I truly enjoyed, and I'm urging everybody to pick up a copy somehow and just get into it because, yes, it is satirical in the sense that it's tongue-in-cheek, but you recognize that this is valuable material because everybody in life will be touched either by your own suffering or the suffering of others. I mean, let's be blunt. That is the nature of life. It is part and parcel of this amazing process that we really enjoy, which is breathing and being above the earth, not below. So again, let's take another step in this. And why do you think that suffering is, as you say it so nicely, the gorilla in the room that people don't want to talk about?
Well, there's a couple of reasons for that. One is because, you know, suffering is no fun. And so the tendency is, so if someone's suffering, to try to push it away, to deny it, to sort of not even talk about it. So you ask someone, how are you doing? Oh, you know, I'm doing okay. You know, they may be suffering, but no one says it. And in conversations, it's like no one wants to hear it because they're afraid they're going to, I don't know, get into something. But the trouble is, it's the grill in the room because it's a constant in our lives, and it drives so much of what we do. You know, some people, they're driven to find their true love because they don't want to suffer loneliness. You know, people are driven to make a lot of money so they won't suffer lack. People want to be famous so they can won't suffer a lack of self-image. So it's a driving force in so much of what we do, and yet it's not acknowledged as such. It's just kind of ignored. Which is why when Deirdre said, I just want to lay here and suffer, and I stopped in my tracks, no one says that. No one says it. And what I realize is, and I realized this to myself as I was writing the book, that once you start acknowledging when you are suffering, instead of blowing it away, it's a whole different trip. Because now you're at a point where you can actually look at the causes of it and conceivably come up with ways to deal with it, or maybe it's all about learning a lesson that you got to learn, and the suffering is like the stick that's going to make you learn it.
Outstanding. I want to interject here something very personal that you may not be aware of, but most of the hundreds of thousands of people listening to us are somewhat aware, so I'll make the story short again. It happened to be the year 2004 when your movie came out. That was April. But on September 17th, 2004, I was standing up in the morning, Will, just like 99.99%, I trust, of everybody listening, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, faster than a speeding bullet. That evening, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from my neck down. I became a quadriplegic in a matter of hours, and it was not from an auto accident, not from a spinal injury. It was a rare disease that I didn't even know the name of 20 hours prior to that. It's called Guillain-Barré syndrome, and I have since regained some of my mobility, but suffice it to say, back of the baseball card statistics, I was paralyzed in hospital for a couple of years. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself, 4 years in a wheelchair, braces on both legs, and that was an improvement. I now, thank God, I'm vertical ambulatory with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master, but I still can't walk up a curb by myself or a stair, and I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But do you hear my voice? Do you hear the joy in my living? So I know
a little bit about
the subject. And I take what you say so seriously because you're a physicist. We're dealing with somebody who approaches issues, how should we say it? These are important life issues from the viewpoint of every viewpoint, not from a just, let's say, as a physicist or a software engineer, but a filmmaker, an author, a thinker, a human, a caring, feeling being. And he understands that the ability to cope well with suffering and to grow from it is what I call a key element in the total quality of life. Because you can develop character. You obviously have, it teaches humility and compassion for oneself and as well as others. So I want to just share with you that I have I have an experience in suffering.
Oh my God, you certainly do. Jeez. Well, you know, maybe I should interview you for the show. That's what I'm starting to think now.
You should certainly interview me for the book and for the sequel. We'll do it. And now for the next part of this book. Well, let's go into Yeah, the beauty here is also, again, your background lends itself so wonderfully to be able to approach a subject that, like you said, it's fun. Nobody wants to hear about your suffering. Now, for me, people came to visit me, and it was because, by the way, of a lot of love that was poured into me and trying to reciprocate. So people saw that I was in a certain place. Now, I must tell you, my suffering was not of this constant pain type of suffering because I couldn't move. I didn't even know. But you're right. Some people look at people, let's say, in wheelchairs. So I was in a wheelchair for years. And whenever you think of wheelchairs, you have to understand people in wheelchairs have a different view of the world than everybody else does. All we see is the behinds of people. That's another story. But the real issue there is that people think if you get too close to somebody like that, you might catch it. You said it. It might be catching. Oh my gosh. So we want to, we try to stay away from suffering as opposed to do the Mother Teresa type of deep dive. And it's really, it's in the, how should we say it, the swimming in the sea of suffering and feeling someone else's angst and pain that we really touch life. Maybe we only touch life at that point. Let's talk about something that, a term that I think you created. It's called techno-suffering. We have a couple of minutes before the break. What is techno-suffering, and what the heck caused you to think of that?
Well, what caused me to think of that is I have a cell phone. I have a computer. I look around, and I see everyone's got a cell phone and a computer, and everyone's on the cell phone and the computer, and they're frustrated so much of the time. Oh, they pick up their phone, and it's like, oh, geez, my battery died. Let me tell you. Okay, the battery died. Oh, my God, the phone upgraded in the middle of the night. So, okay, oh, my God, the interface has all changed because it upgraded, and now I have to upgrade the apps because the apps don't work on the new OS, and et cetera, et cetera. And this technology has gotten so complicated that basically, you know, just using it is frustrating in that respect. And then aside from that, because of the constant thing of texts, the constant information, the constant access, people never get the time to pull the plug. So they're always on, and human beings aren't designed to work, as they say, 7/24. You go crazy by that. So the techno-suffering is what all this technology that's supposed to help us and give us better lives and make us more productive and happier is actually done exactly the opposite. So if you're someone who thinks about these things, that's the double dose of suffering because you're like, oh, my God, this thing that I have in my pocket is supposed to help me, and it's nothing more than a big electronic leash.
I love your phrase of double suffering because if you don't think about it, then why are we here? And if you do think about it, then you come up with the question, why am I here and why am I being on a leash? Because we know that the only items that are on leashes tend to be four-legged, nice, sometimes nice-looking dogs and cats and things like that, but not the kind of thing that's called a two-legged, vertical, ambulatory, wonderful, creative human being. Oh, that is amazing. I like that idea of techno-suffering because everybody can relate to that. And yes, let's talk about when we come back from this very short break of the ability to unleash and therefore unleash our creativity and tap into that abundance, that love, that promise that is out there just beyond our fingertips. And why can't I have it right now? Be back. Don't go away. On the edge of your seat with amazing Will Arnst and his new book, How to Suffer in 10 Easy Steps. Don't go away. Be right back.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Oh, how happy
happy this time of year is. Joy reigning supreme. Hello, Barry Shore here. Now, I have a quick question for you. Do you have stress? S-T-R-E-S-S, capital letters, stress, because you're supposed to be happy, and oh my gosh, maybe I'm not, and there's so much to do, and so many things to be done, and what am I going, well, if you have stress, and you want to get rid of it, or you want to reduce it, and replace it with joy, then do this. Are you ready? Go to www.BarryShore.com. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com. Remember, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And treat yourself to the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, or your money back, cheerfully refunded, free. Do it now. You'll be happy you did. And let me know. Send me an email, send me a text, give me a call, and tell me how happy you are. Go mad and enjoy the holidays. Bye now.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com. Listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Now, good is a fascinating word because it's spelled G-O-O-D. If you take the second O and you clip it at some point, and now you elongate it, it turns into an L, gold, because when you're really good, and your thoughts are good, and your words are good, and your deeds are good, that's gold. That's true gold. That's the currency that enables you to buy happiness. Did you know that you can buy happiness? Yes, you can. Just have to know the right currency. Just as if you contracted suffering. We're dealing with Will Arntz today, A-R-N-T-Z, physicist, software entrepreneur, filmmaker, author, filmmaker, what the bleep. Capital B-L-E-E-P, do we know? Everybody should go see it and get this new book, How to Suffer in 10 Easy Steps. And by the way, ever miss a moment of the show and you want to don't do that. You want to hear it again. You do want to do that. You want to share with five people. You certainly want to do that. So we can have a million people out there listening and frolicking and understanding that suffering in 10 Easy Steps can be done and even avoided and maybe even used for benefit. Just go to barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com. Everything you need to know about Will and this show is all there. So we were talking about techno suffering before the last break, and Will was telling us how, gee, with all of these labor-saving devices and time-saving devices, we are mired in our own muck, and we're on a leash. Now, he came up with a great idea. It's called a sufferometer. Is that the way you pronounce it, a sufferometer?
No. It's pronounced sufferometer.
Oh, my sufferometer. So what is the sufferometer, and where do I stick it, and what do I do with it?
Well, I wrote a chapter called The Pseudoscience of Suffering. And I called it a pseudoscience because I get kind of scientific-y with the whole thing, and I have charts and graphs. One is a chart of basically it plots pain versus suffering, because they're not the same thing. You know, pain can increase and some people don't suffer, but some people, you know, they stub their toe and they're suffering for 2 days. So anyway, I'm talking about this sort of thing, and at the end of the chapter I say, well, any science, even the pseudoscience, needs a metric in order to gauge what you're doing. And so I created the sufferometer. And the sufferometer, and I have instructions in the book on how to make your very own sufferometer. And I have one up on my refrigerator, very useful. And the idea is that there's a dial, and you set how much you're suffering between 0 and 100. The great thing about that is it externalizes your internal state. And most people, when they're suffering, you're vaguely aware of it, and you kind of know it, but you're not really thinking about it, and you're trying to push it out of your awareness, but you're not really getting real with what's happening inside of you. And as soon as you have to externalize and give it a number, I'm suffering at about a 42, then you say, oh, that's where I'm at. And you know, Deirdre and I have fun with it. We each have one on the refrigerator. So you can, in the morning, you know, you come down and you, if first sufferometer is up in the 80s, I'm like, well, I'm going to be really nice to her all day. If it's up in the 90s, I just, you know, hide in my office, that sort of thing. But as the book develops, I have some additional things. Aside from just saying your level of suffering, there's the wisdom wheel, where you can put it to what technique or what thought or what consciousness you're going to use to get out of your suffering state. I have some little sliders at the bottom to say your suffering, is it rooted in the past, the present, or the future? And there's another slider that I call it the creation slider. And on the one hand, it's SH, stuff happens. I usually use a different word, but, you know, we're on the air. So stuff happens, or I create the reality. Because sometimes, you know, there's a storm and basically a tree falls on your house. And you didn't create that. Stuff happens.
Which it did happen in your case.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, you do something really, you know, really harmful to someone, and you're suffering because of what you did. Because what you did, you say, God, I was a real creep. So so it's good to get you're just externalizing what happened and why. And I have found that when you actually have to put a number on your inner state, you get very real about it. That tells you where you are.
This is absolutely wondrous. I want to go back and just concretize a few things for people. We have a great acronym. As you know, we deal with acronyms here like WWW and SMILE, etc. One of the great acronyms is WOW. WOW stands for Words of Wisdom, which is what you're listening to right now. So when Will talks about the wisdom wheel, he's really talking about words of wisdom, words of wonder that you can begin to apply and use in your own life. Because, as he mentioned also in the sufferometer, SH, now, he said stuff, we all know what he meant. It's really shift happens, but most people just don't know how to pronounce that F in there, do they? They get the F tongue-tied, they think it's F-U, and they really mean F-U-N-N, fun, but shift happens. Remember to pronounce the F. And here's this other part that I found most engaging, especially reading the book and the sufferometer and such. The suffering of oneself is an existential reality. Okay. Pain is unavoidable. Suffering is optional. Very famous Buddhist saying. Pain is unavoidable. Suffering is optional. But he mentioned about his wonderful wife, Deirdre. The suffering of others is really, in my humble opinion, even more painful or pain-inducing sometimes than one's own pain or suffering. And I try, and I believe so does Will, and people listening, and if you get the book, you'll do the same, that if you can make it a high priority in your life to do all you can to alleviate the suffering of others, the first three letters in the word soothe, S-O-O, the suffering of others, and you can alleviate that, then what you've done is you created a muscle and a mechanism in your own life that will redound to your own benefit. That's where it gets really interesting. You can't go out and say, I want to help somebody else, and I'm doing it consciously because I really want to help myself. That's not how life works. You know, you're a physicist. You know this, Will. But if you do, literally, you want to be able, you want to help Deirdre, and in so doing, by alleviating the suffering of someone else, guess what happens for you? Your own sufferometer, your own listing, as you say, on the number, that tends to dissipate. Isn't that wonderful? That's wow! Words of wisdom directly from Will Arnst. So I'm really, really happy that we're discussing this in depth, because we live in a world today, Will, as you know, I call it milk. Milk stands for more information, less knowledge. And you are providing us with more knowledge. And when you make the time to be aware and to face something called suffering, and again, I love the title. I love how you start the book and even end the book, because it is that tongue-in-cheek, and it's so easy and fun to read and to really understand what it's working with. Yeah, these 10 easy steps. So let's just, before we go to a break in a couple of minutes, tell us just two of the steps that you find particularly interesting.
Well, let me just pause for a second. There's the 10 easy steps. That's the first half of the book. The second half of the book is the 6 slippery steps to end suffering.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So there's two sets of... So getting back to the easy steps, let's say one of the easy steps to suffering is blame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you blame. And that's what people do. Something happens, some people blame God, some people blame the fate. Some people blame their partner. Some people blame the unfairness of the world. Some people blame the other political party. Some people blame, 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 blame. And the thing is, when you're suffering, if you're just blaming, you're externalizing all that. You're saying, no, it's all out there. It's all out there. And you're denying the internal part. That what did you have to do? What attitudes do you have that are fostering it? What have you been doing in your life that brings this about? But if you're blaming, then, well, you don't have to do that. You can just blame this and blame that. So blame is an easy step to suffering.
This is so fascinating. When people go to my website, barryshore.com, again, you'll be able to access all of the information about Will and listen to this again and share with friends and such like that. When you go to the website, you're going to see that Barry Shore has dedicated his life to bringing forth 40 years of research and something we call the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. And guess what one of the strategies is, wonderful Will? Ta-da, ta-da. Don't complain. Don't blame. You know what?
There you go.
Like, right? Because it doesn't work. It don't help anybody. It ain't good. It's not good for you. It's not good for your partner or partners or wherever, friends and family. It is a slippery slope to the place you don't want to be, which is pain and suffering. So give us a positive one that will bring people to a recognition that, I'm going to stop blaming. What can I do in the positive that will bring about a benefit?
Well, the 6 slippery steps, I'll tell you the one would be attachment or non-attachment. And the reason I call it a slippery step is because you have to hit the middle path. Because if you're way too attached to everything, you care so much about everything, and you're attached to everything, any little thing can upset you. That's the one side. On the other side, I've met people who are so unattached to everything, so unattached, they really don't care about anything. They don't care about anyone. They don't care about any person. They don't care about any cause. They just don't care about anything. And that's not a way to live either. So the attachment or the non-attachment, it's a slippery slope. You go too far one way, you're going to go too far the other. And I found that in looking at all this, all those techniques like judgment and surrender, those sort of things, again, surrender is a slippery slope because there's times it's unavoidable. You just have to accept the fact that the tree fell on your house. Oh, man, okay, it happened. But there's times when you're not supposed to surrender. You know, the thing that always pops to my mind is the early 60s. You know,
Wait a minute, I'm going to interrupt you. Hold on. On that note, don't go away, everybody. Stay on the edge of your seat because we're going to come back and Will is going to tell us about the other side of the coin. Don't go away. Be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Oh, how happy this time of year is. Joy reigning supreme. Hello, Barry Shore here. Now, I have a quick question for you. Do you have stress? S-T-R-E-S-S, capital letters, stress, because you're supposed to be happy, and oh my gosh, maybe I'm not, and there's so much to do, and so many things to be done, and what am I going, well, if you have stress, and you want to get rid of it, or you want to reduce it, and replace it with joy, then do this. Are you ready? Go to www.BarryShore.com. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com. Remember, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And treat yourself to the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, or your money back, cheerfully refunded, free. Do it now. You'll be happy you did. And let me know. Send me an email, send me a text, give me a call, and tell me how happy you are. Go mad and enjoy the holidays. Bye now.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at BarryShore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Good in abundance. And his name is Will Arntz, A-R-N-T-Z, or Z for those who live outside the United States of America. Will is a physicist, a software entrepreneur, filmmaker, author, and he was early involved with something called Star Wars. Ever hear of Star Wars? So that's who he is. He is a big thinker. He's a visionary. And with, along with his amazing wife, Deirdre, he has been able to explore areas that most people will not even think about. And the one that he's exploring now in his life, and we brought to you specifically, is a great book called How to Suffer. In 10 easy steps, of course, because it's a self-help book, and it really is. And we were just about to go back in time. Will is going to bring us into the 60s again as he was talking about the slippery steps and a counterpoint to what we were discussing. So please, Will, bring us back and tell us something about the 60s that you wanted to bring out as an idea.
Well, I was talking about surrender. And how it's a slippery slope, and that you can basically, if it's unavoidable, you have to surrender. But there's certain things you shouldn't surrender to. And I was thinking about the 60s when all the blacks had to get on the back of the bus. Now, someone could say, oh, just, you know, you should just surrender to that. It's bothering you. No, there are times when you say, no, no, that is not acceptable. I do not surrender to this. I will not let this happen on my watch. And so things like that, surrender, it can, you can take it too much one way, and you can take it too much the other. You can surrender to something that you shouldn't surrender to. And then there's times when you don't surrender to something that's unavoidable. So, again, it's one of those things that I have these slippery steps to get out of suffering, that you just have to use your wisdom, really, and find the middle path to do what you need to do.
So this is, it's so important because you're using two words that I think mark the age in the sense that we are either not paying attention and we're losing grasp of, or it's becoming, because of the techno-suffering, that it's elusive. One of those is wisdom. Wisdom takes time. Wisdom takes thought. And the middle path, steering a middle path means being able to define the edges. And the only way that one can do that, in my humble opinion at this moment, since we're having a beautiful interaction and dialogue, is by making time to think. Now, we spoke about THANK before. THANK is to harmonize and network kindness. THINK is an acronym to harness insightful neural connections. But thinking takes time. So talk to us a little bit, just a little bit more, wax eloquent, if you be so kind, about wisdom and thinking and time.
Well, there's a quote that I found in the book. I think it was Walt Whitman said this, and it, one of the American transcendentalists. He said, common sense is wisdom dressed up in its working clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was great. That was just great. And the thing you said about time and the techno suffering, yeah, people don't spend time to just reflect. I mean, if you read Genesis, the first book in the Bible, and apparently even God needs to take the seventh day off. So that's something that, you know, we
that was
we
well
humans.
Done.
We, yeah,
right.
Yeah, we need it. We need to take the time off. We need to just sit and watch the clouds go by, or we need to, you know, whatever. We need that time off in order to reflect on things. And again, this is in our society now. That's not, you know, people, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing next? What are you doing? And there's this whole thing about go, 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 produce, 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 be, all that. And, you know, for people to just take time to go for a walk on a foggy morning, that's just, people are like, hey, what are you doing that for? What are you getting done? So, you know, people need time to reflect. I mean, that's
that was
it.
So
I mean,
beautiful.
When you think about it,
time is another great acronym. It stands for thoughtful insights meaningfully expressed. Time. So Will just touched on three wonderful, amazing ideas. Time, thinking, and being in a fog. Now, I'm acronyms, and what I do is positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fog means a fountain of goodness. And that's what you are, Will. You, in my humble opinion, are a fountain of goodness, along with your wonderful wife. You've been able to bring forth to us ideas and thoughts that are not in the regular flow of discussion. And that's why this session has been especially wonderful and beautiful. And I thank you for being here with us. I'd like to do something a little bit out of the ordinary. I'm going to give you a big hug in front of 268,971 people over the phone. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah, I'm waiting for the joy of hug.
Yeah, a jug. You're going to get a jug, a joyous hug. Here we go. One, two, three. Outstanding. So we're going to do a brief recap here. We talked in the beginning. Remember, this show is called The Joy of Living, and you've tuned in consciously and conscientiously because you care most about you, Y-O-U-E-W-E. Because when you're the best you possible, you can approach subjects like suffering and pain and recognizing and working with wisdom and time and thinking and thanking. Remember, WWW, what a wonderful world. Wow, words of wisdom. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day, or seeing miracles in everyday life. Create, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Learn to say thank you consciously and conscientiously at least 3 times a day for the rest of your life. That will make you human. Unleash you from the techno suffering that most people are addicted to. You can break the leash by saying thank you to harmonize and network kindness under all circumstances. And in my humble opinion, everybody, F you. Capital N, capital N. F-U-N-N. Fun is one of those great methodologies of learning how to shift your consciousness and be able to think good thoughts, speak good words, have good deeds, surround yourself with family, friends, and be of benefit in the world. Become a Bob. Everybody should have a Bob in their life or be a Bob. Be of benefit. Have them. Everybody has a mom. What's mom? The miracle of mindfulness. And pop, the power of positiveness, the power of purpose, the power of being powerful, the power of pleasure in reveling in understanding that you don't have to suffer. You can become freed when you use your mind, your words, and your deeds for good. We have a blessing that we want to give to you. The blessing is the following. Go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in this week to The Joy of Living. Please join Barry Shore for another edition of the program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. And as Barry says, give me 5. Share this show with 5 people you love. Bring joy into your heart and love unto others. And we'll see you here next week.